Hello, the internet. I'm here with the Windows Live Movie Maker engine development lead, Victor Santo Domingo. Hey, Victor.
Hi, Nick. How
I
you
got
doing?
all that right?
You got that right.
Fantastic. Thank you for joining us. Now, you guys are about to launch today, I believe, the newest version of Movie Maker. This time it's called Windows Live Movie Maker. And we wanted to learn more about it. So it's a tool that I think people are probably used to seeing on their Vista and XP machines from the past. It's not in Windows 7, but it's going to be a free download. Tell us about Windows Live Movie Maker.
Sure. Well, Windows Live Movie Maker is a part of the Windows Live Essentials Pack, which is a free download at download.live.com. And with it, you get the ability to edit your home movies, turn them in, polish them up, and turn them into something that you'd be proud to share with your friends and family.
Now, this is it fair to say this is kind of like an introductory or perhaps a basic video editing tool? Is this designed more at the home user or perhaps a little bit more advanced?
Oh, that's a great question. The way that we like to look at it is we're opening up the capabilities of video editing to the people who may have been intimidated by movie editing software in the past. What we found was, you know, when you sit down in front of your typical movie editing software, the number of dials and controls and buttons on the screen kind of turned people off. And so people kind of shied away. And our approach this time is to develop a really clean, really easy-to-use interface that still gives you enough power to make movies that just look great.
All right, well, let's have a look at it. Can you load it up for us? You're running Windows 7 on this machine. What can we do with Windows Live Movie Maker?
Well, let's fire it up here. So once you've got it downloaded here, the first thing you'll notice is that when you're looking at the screen here, it's a nice, pleasant, easy-to-use interface, very clean in terms of the number of options you have, and right away you've got this big area on the left here to say, okay, well, what do I need to do first? Let's add some videos. Actually, let's start off with adding some pictures to the video here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to load up some pictures that we took. Say, let's pretend we just got back from a little vacation.
Sure.
And some took some pictures of the new baby.
Okay.
So I want to make a movie out of this that I want to be able to share with, say, friends or family. But I'm relatively new, and so I'm not really sure where to begin. Well, after I've downloaded my pictures, I can simply press the Auto Movie button here, and that's sort of one-click access to create a really, really great-looking movie that you can share.
Okay.
So I click on that button. It asks me, "Hey, do you have any music you'd like to add to this?" So it'll open up your collection, and let's add a song there. And before you know it, Auto Movie's done, and away we go. It's just that easy.
And when you say adding music, this is like the background track.
That's right. It's the background track that'll play while the pictures are going on the screen.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So you just Auto Movie'd that?
I just Auto Movie'd that. Added the assets, pressed one button, selected a soundtrack, and I'm done. And here are the results. I can just click the play button, and it's added a title track that you can customize. It'll add transitions between the movie between the pictures that you've added.
Right. You see, like, as a fade transition there.
That's right. And you'll also notice some pan and zoom that's happening there too. As a matter of fact, if you've imported your pictures via Windows Live Photo Gallery, which is another application in the suite, and it's already done the face detection, which comes part of Windows Live Photo Gallery, the pan and zoom will actually take advantage of that information and zoom in on faces.
Right.
In the scene.
So it'll make sure that the faces are more prominent as opposed to, you know, a hand or a car in the background.
That's right, or just some random movement.
Some random movement.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that's one of the cool features. The last thing that Auto Movie does is at the very end of your project, it adds a title element so you can add some credits at the very end. And you'll also notice that the duration of the pictures have been set so that it ends exactly when the
with
when
the
song
music.
Ends.
Okay.
That's right.
So if you add more tracks, does that then lengthen the time that a picture shows on screen so that all the music is used up?
Well, it's best to add all of your assets first and then press the Auto Movie button.
Okay.
And that way we can do all the calculations at once.
Okay, cool. So it looks like there's also the ability to add, with the end as the rolling credits and also an introduction. Can you do that on every single image? Can you add text or, you know, put some overlays on there to say, this is me and this is my new car? How does that work?
Absolutely. So what I can do is I can select an image from the screen here. Let's say this one here. Let me scroll to about the middle of the image here after the transition. And if I want to add a caption, I simply press the caption button here, and as you can see, it's super easy, WYSIWYG editing.
Great.
Auntie Katie with the new baby on the screen right there, and there you have it. Now that I play that, and the text is overlaid on top of that asset there.
That's great.
The other cool thing that I can do with the text here is on the text tools tab, mm-hmm. I can select from any number of visual effects that I can add to that text caption that I just added. So for instance, if I want to change it so that the text actually expands, I can add that. I can add that text effect right there too.
Okay. So I also see just quickly. This is the ribbon interface here. So
that's right.
That kind of interaction, that UI is now starting to find its way into pretty much everything in the Windows Live suite.
Absolutely, that's absolutely right. Windows Live Movie Maker is actually the first product that will be released that actually includes the ribbon interface outside of Office.
Okay.
So we've really tried to take that design paradigm and open it up to people who are using using Movie Maker.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you mean outside of software that already comes with Windows 7? So
that's
for
right.
example, Paint and WordPad now have the ribbon interface as well.
That's right. Yeah.
Cool. All right, so that's pictures. What about movies? What about actual moving pictures?
Sure, sure. Let's switch over and start up a new project here.
Okay.
One that'll include video. So I've already imported some video to my PC here. And let me go ahead and add these to my project. Simple as that. Now what we're doing here is we're scanning the file for thumbnails so that we can represent it on the storyboard here.
Sure.
And you'll also notice that the storyboard gives you an indication of how long each video is in relative terms. So you can see the first clip with the birthday cake here is a little bit longer than the second clip with the Christmas scene and so on. That gives you somewhat of an idea of what kind of pacing you'll get in the movie. Now I could go ahead and click the auto movie button again for these video assets that I've just added, and it'll run through the same routine. But I wanted to show you how, if you wanted to actually get a little deeper and play with the transition effects yourself, you're completely free to do that.
Great.
Okay. So one of the first things I'll show is the way that you add transitions. So I've got a clip here with a birthday cake, and if I click on the Christmas scene video here, I'd like to have a nice little wipe transition between the first and second assets. So what I do is I head up to the Animations tab here, and you'll notice we've got a gallery full of all kinds of different animations that you can select. One of the things that I wanted to show off is the fact that we've got live preview with these animations.
Right.
Now, what live preview does is actually, as I hover over the transition, it's going to give you an idea of what will happen once you have that selected.
Great.
So, let's see. I'm happy with the diagonal down right, so I've just added that, and so if I preview the movie, you can see a very simple addition there.
That's great.
Yep.
What if you want to actually clip some information? So you have a 30-second clip and you want to take 5 seconds off the front or the back or somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, that's right. So trimming is one of the functionalities
trimming.
That we've made super easy in Windows Live Movie Maker. So let's take another video here, for instance, the Halloween video. I can click over to the Video Tools tab, mm-hmm. and you'll notice that we've got a trim tool exposed here right in the ribbon. So when I click the trim tool, I have two new markers at the front and the end of my video. And what I can do is I can just click and drag to the point at which the cool stuff is starting to happen. And so here we are. First 5 seconds, I'll trim off. And maybe even from the end, I'll trim off a bit. And there's my new clip. So I click Save Trim, and the timeline is updated. And when I'm back in my video, I just have the parts that I was interested in.
Okay, and if you make a mistake, you're able to undo that easily, or?
Absolutely. One of the cool features about the way we've implemented trim is that it's a completely non-destructive trim. So if I go back to that asset, I can retrim and say, oh, I think I trimmed a little bit too much, and let me back it up here a little bit, and resave that out, and I've got my new trim points.
Now, how do you do, let's talk quickly, technically, about how do you do a non-destructive change like that? Is it an XML wrapper, or how do you actually make sure that you're not destroying that information or getting rid of the information?
Yeah, so rather than actually writing the file back out to the source file video, what we're doing is we're saving metadata about the video clip itself in memory. It's part of the project file that we're keeping behind the scene. And you're right, it is actually written out in XML when you go to save your project file as opposed to saving the movie. And in the project file, we specify start points, end points, the types of transitions you've chosen, the audio that is selected with your movie, and then also what types of text and captions you've added to your movie as well.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. So you've done a project based on photos and a project based on video. I'm assuming you can do combinations of the two. You can
absolutely
mix lots of media.
You can mix and match. You can even mix and match different formats of video as well, just to make the movie that you really like.
Yeah, and let's talk about formats now. So you've got a digital camera plus a cell phone there sitting in front of you.
That's right.
Let's talk about what types of input formats can Windows Live Movie Maker actually read and use.
Sure. So the majority of point-and-shoot cameras these days of the consumer variety will take movies in the MOV format.
Sure.
And that's a format that we'll completely support. You can take the clips right off your camera, import them onto your PC, and away you go with Windows Live Movie Maker.
Right. Just jumping in quickly. Mm-hmm. MOV is the container. The codecs are sometimes, they can definitely be H.264
or
MPEG-4.
That's right.
Which actual codecs are supported in conjunction with those containers?
Well, for instance, on my little point-and-shoot camera here, this camera happens to take MJPEG, and that's fully supported.
Oh, good.
Like I said before, on Windows 7, we'll take advantage of some of the inbox codecs.
Okay, great.
So that'll include both H.264 and also AVCHD.
Great. So there's pretty much, you know, the vast majority of content that's going to be captured on your phone or your mobile camera or your video camera will be supported.
Absolutely.
That's great. Okay. Yeah. And then what about, are we at the stage now where we're going to talk about exporting our project?
Sure. So let's say we finalized our movie and made all our finishing touches and polished it up to just the way we like it, and we want to share it with our friends and family. Movie Maker gives you several options to do that. One of the options is I can come up to our menu here, export my movie, for instance, for email or instant messaging.
Okay.
And what that'll do is that will set up the parameters for the encoder to make sure that we've used a relatively compact bitrate so that the file will be transmitted relatively easily through those formats.
Right.
Other options are to export to a higher resolution format, say to burn to DVD, or even to higher definition formats like 720p or 1080p.
Okay, great.
And one of the coolest ways to share your files, obviously since a lot of people are online these days, is to publish...
On the internet?
On the internet.
That's crazy, kids.
one of the ways that you can share your videos is to publish directly to YouTube.
Wow.
So we've included a plugin that allows you to one-click access, upload the movie to your YouTube account.
And that's using all the recommended settings for YouTube, and it's just kind of sending that directly. So you obviously enter your username and password for your YouTube account, and it kind of does the rest.
That's right.
Wow, that's
exactly.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Is there going to be the ability... Oh, and you've got a DVD, obviously, to burn DVDs.
Yes.
If you have a Blu-ray burner or you have some kind of higher resolution optical media, will you be able to burn to Blu-ray in the future, or perhaps not quite yet? Maybe
well,
now?
Well, what you can do is you can encode your video to a 1080p format, so it's a high-resolution format, and then use your favorite Blu-ray DVD.
Fantastic. So not built in directly into Windows Live Movie Maker, but the ability is there to do it.
That's right.
Great.
Yeah.
Have we covered all the export formats? I think we kind of have.
Yeah. Those are the primary ways of sharing. And of course, we include a couple of other formats as well, but we think that people get the most out of the email sharing, the DVD burning, and sharing up online.
That's great. Now, you are the dev lead for the engine. Use the word engine in relation to Windows Live Movie Maker.
That's right.
So let's talk a little bit more about the technology behind how this works.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about... why do you guys use the term engine when it comes to video and rendering video? I understand. So let's just talk about kind of your role and what your team does.
Sure. Well, in this version of Windows Live Movie Maker, what we decided to do with the underlying technology is to make a shift from where we had been going with previous versions of Windows Movie Maker. Previously, the technology was based on a 2D layering system. which very much has its roots in video editing software as we knew it then. What we decided to do with Windows Live Movie Maker is to take the engine into 3D space. So very similar to the way that a lot of today's game engines work, we're actually doing all of the processing of the video, the transitions, the animations, using 3D space. What that allows us to do is take advantage of the capabilities that DirectX opens up for us, and also allows us to take advantage of a lot of techniques on the GPU for processing effects and also managing some of the animations and transitions you'll see implemented in Windows Live Movie Maker.
Right, so the rendering process of Windows Live Movie Maker, my project's finished and I want to actually export it. Will the rendering engine, I mean, fully utilize all the hardware in my PC? Are you using all cores? Is it 64-bit? Is it natively 64-bit support? Can you use the GPU as well? Like, how does that work?
So we considered 64-bit support for this version, but for this version of Windows Live Movie Maker, we're 32-bit only.
Right. However, it still runs fine on 64-bit.
It'll still run fine on 64-bit.
That's great.
What we did do is we paid very careful attention to the way that we use multi-core machines.
Okay.
Obviously, since most machines these days are going to have multiple dual cores, quad cores, and so on, we wanted to make sure we scaled with the capabilities that were of the machine that we're running on.
Mm-hmm.
So what we'll do is, depending on the number of cores that we've got detected on the machine, we'll actually create thread pools that help us do some of the background loading work and also some of the asset loading when you're dealing with transitions that are happening in rapid sequence.
Okay. And you mentioned before the GPU. Can Windows Live Movie Maker utilize the GPU's power for the rendering process?
Absolutely. In fact, a lot of the transitions and effects we've written are expressly written to take advantage of both pixel shaders and vertex shaders.
Wow, okay. So what's an example of, you know, the use of a pixel shader or a vertex shader in reference to, you know, editing together some photos or some videos?
Sure. So if I were to use one of the effects we have in Windows Live Movie Maker, for instance, fade from black.
Okay.
Previously, that could have been implemented in software on the CPU by simply changing the values of the pixels in system memory.
Sure.
Because we've changed the render loop and the pipeline in the engine for Windows Live Movie Maker, we're now able to take advantage of HLSL2.0. To write pixel shaders that actually will ramp the value of the pixel depending on how far into the transition we've come. And so that's an example of how we've taken advantage of pixel shaders.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of vertex shaders, there are a couple of transitions that we've implemented. For instance, the page curl and the shatter transitions actually will perform an effect that takes advantage of vertex shaders to manipulate parts of your video across the screen in pretty cool ways.
That's really cool. Now, I'm not sure we can demonstrate it with the current iteration, but you mentioned before, so it's a move from rendering video and images previously in a 2D space now into 3D.
Mm-hmm.
If we think hypothetically and kind of into the future somewhat,
yeah,
what are some cool things you think we can kind of do with Windows Live Movie Maker in its new kind of format and with the new engine that perhaps couldn't have been done in the past?
Sure, sure. Well, as we transition to take advantage of the 3D engine in the future, some of the ways that we'll take advantage of it is to think of these assets, your pictures and your videos, not just as things that you project on a wall, mm-hmm, or things that you're looking at on a piece of paper, but actual objects themselves. So I'll give you sort of the brute force example.
This, okay,
may or may not be something that we do in the future. But for instance, instead of watching your videos cut from one asset to the next, what we might enable using a 3D engine is the ability to, say for instance, walk into a room virtually and see your videos and pictures hung on the wall or playing on the wall. So you could imagine a world where you've got your baby pictures on the east wall, you've got your vacation photos on the north wall, and you've got your birthday and family celebrations on the east wall.
And then being able to dynamically kind of walk around and perhaps play that and stop that and play that and stop that.
That'd be an example of how,
yeah,
we could take advantage of the 3D effect.
Very cool.
Yeah.
How big is your team?
We have six developers on the engine team and six developers on the app team.
And did it take you guys a long time? I'm assuming this is all a rewrite of the Windows of the Movie Maker application
That's
from
right.
previous versions?
We started fresh from the ground up. It's been about 2 years in the making,
mm-hmm.
And with a final 6 month push to put all the final bits, we're ready for the world.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And do you have a regular or a schedule you're planning to for kind of additional waves, or when you may add new features or kind of update the code?
Yeah. Well, we will be in sync with the Windows Live Suite, Windows Live Essentials Suite.
Sure.
So we'll be able to update the product every time that Windows Live ships.
Fantastic. And I suppose probably the best thing is that it's actually free, totally free.
Absolutely free.
And available in all markets?
That's right.
Wow. And how big is the download? Are we talking hundreds and hundreds of megs?
The download is on the order of 50 to 60 megs, depending on how many components of the Windows Live Essentials you choose.
Oh, right. Okay. So, but it's going to be part of the Windows Live Essentials installer.
That's right.
Great. Fantastic. All right, Victor. So the address was download.live.com?
That's right.
And it's available as of today, which is Tuesday, August the... something. All right. Thanks very much for your time.
All right.
Cheers.
Thanks, Nick.